1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of greensports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Good afternoon from Ross Memorial Park as the road to Washington begins in Class 1A WPIAL baseball. It's the number 8-seeded Carmichael's Mighty Mikes taking on the 9th-seeded Swickley Academy Panthers. Carmichael's brings playoff pedigree and a physical pressure-oriented style led by veteran leadership behind the plate and on the mound. Swickley Academy counters with athleticism, aggressive base runner, and a young roster that's been battle-tested in close games all season long. Two evenly matched teams, one spot in the quarterfinals on the line. As this broadcast is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And also brought to you in part by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County is something for everyone. Visit green.org. The Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. ValleyViewFarmVenue.com. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all of your party needs. And the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Back in a moment on the Iron Synergy pregame show, it's Swickley Academy and Carmichael's coming up in just a few minutes on greensports.net, video on the NFHS Network.
Community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And we welcome you back to Ross Memorial Park. I'm Brandon Rossside, joined by our camera operator and our color commentator, Luke Andrusik. Our producer this afternoon is Eric Bennett. This is the first half of a doubleheader featuring two Greene County teams from W&J as Carmichael's getting set to take on Swickley Academy. Later on at 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock tonight, the 7th-seeded Jefferson Morgan Rockets take on the 10th-seeded Union Scotties. But, Luke, as we turn our attention to this first game, the main thing, at least that I'm looking at, Carmichael's is coming into the playoffs on a much better note than Swickley Academy is. The Mikes are winners of three of the last four games. Only loss was to Avella, who was the 6th seed. Back-to-back wins over West Greene, in which the offense was firing on all cylinders. Swickley Academy, they're limping into the playoffs. Losers of four straight, including a 16-1 whitewash at the hands of Sarah Catholic. So, really, going into the playoffs, it's a tale of two teams. But, of course, it's a new season once you get into the playoffs.
And as you mentioned, Carmichael's has that playoff pedigree, losing in the Whipple Championship last year, actually beating Eden Christian on the way in that semifinals on the way to Wild Things Park, EQT Park. The winner of this game will play that number one Eden Christian team, and Carmichael's has already done that last year. It's going to be an exciting game here for sure tonight.
Absolutely. As like you mentioned, Luke, Carmichael's WPIL runners-up last season. The Mikes have won the WPIL championship last back in 2005. That year they defeated Chartiers Houston. Ever since then, they've made three appearances in the championship game, losses in 2009 and last year to Sarah Catholic. In 2014, the Mikes fell to the California Trojans. Swickley Academy, on the other hand, this is a team, Luke, that is very, very young. Only one senior on the team, and that's probably someone who's going to be looked upon as kind of an X-factor today, that being Billy Petrogallo, the three-hitter, the third baseman. He's kind of the emotional spark plug that helps lead this very young Swickley Academy team.
Yeah, like you mentioned, they lost four in a row. They're going to play, if they end up winning this game, they'll end up playing Eden Christian as well. 19-1 losses and a 5-3 loss to Eden as well this season. They finished fourth place in 1A Section 3 with a 3-5 conference record. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a pitching battle today here, Brandon.
I don't know about that because Swickley Academy offensively has been able to score runs in bunches. Now, credit, they haven't scored runs, double-digit runs, since the game against Union in which they won 13-6. But there is a stretch there where scoring 10 runs, yeah. 16 runs, 17 runs, 13 runs. A couple games ever since getting off of that high-powered offensive streak, they scored 9 runs against Beth Center, 9 runs against Quaker Valley, even a 7 spot against Sarah Catholic, and that was led by another player who we're going to look at, Logan Berezne. He hit a couple home runs for Swickley Academy, just a freshman, but he is someone that is dangerous with a bat in his hands. While Carmichael's, on the other hand, they're going to be looking towards the pitcher Scott Maskell to keep this Swickley Academy offense at bay in the first round of the WPIL playoffs.
Yeah, Scotty Maskell is going to be very interesting to see on the mound. He's thrown the most innings for the Mikes this season with 30. He has a 2-3 record. This is going to be his 10th appearance of the season. His strikeout-to-walk ratio, 47-31, coming in with a 3.27 ERA. As you said, Swickley does like to score runs in bunches, so he's going to have to be huge today on the rubber in order to stop this Swickley offense from getting hot.
And something, too, that helps with Carmichael's, say if Maskell is off today, you still have another pretty viable pitching option in Ryder Krieg, who's his ERA is at 1.91, so certainly have that option to go to. And plus, yeah, you have the pitch count total to keep in mind. You have 105 pitch maximum in the playoffs, but you're playing Eden Christian next week, a week from today, and that gives both pitchers, whoever they decide to throw out there, some time to recuperate going into the quarterfinals against a very stout Eden Christian team.
Yeah, like you said, Carmichael's does have Ryder Krieg, but three of the other guys that have made most of the appearances this year for the Mighty Mikes, Owen Ray is going to be starting at second base today, and out of the lineup has thrown 16 innings with a 2-1 record, 3.50 ERA. Some other guys, Dom Yazani, who will be starting in right field, has thrown 20 innings but has struggled a little bit with an ERA in the 7s. And then Connor LaPanna, who will start on first base, has made 6 appearances, thrown 18 and a third innings with a 3.44 ERA. So they have some options in relief, like you mentioned, if Maskell does not get it going today.
A spot in the quarterfinals on the line. Swickley Academy looking to get their for the first time since 2023. Carmichael's looking for its, oh boy, they've been in the quarterfinals every year since 2018, so a regular in the quarterfinals. Let's see if that streak continues here today. But we'll step aside when we come back. We'll look at the starting lineups for both teams here on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
And we are back from Ross Memorial Park, the home of the Washington and Jefferson baseball team and normally the President's Athletic Conference Baseball Championship. But today, it's the site of a 1A baseball doubleheader featuring first the Carmichael's Mighty Mikes against the Swickley Academy Panthers. Taking a look now at the starting lineups for both teams. First for Swickley Academy, led by head coach Andrew Petruska and assistants John Cohen, Craig Edmonds, and David Foy. Charlie Scally is your leadoff hitter in the catcher position. Batting second is the pitcher, Austin Fritz, another one you're going to have to watch for Swickley Academy. Batting third, the third baseman, Billy Petragallo. Batting cleanup is the shortstop, Logan Berezne. Just a freshman, but he is a power threat for the Panthers. Batting fifth is the center fielder, Jacob Stanislaw. Batting sixth, first baseman Carter Jackson. Batting seventh is a designated hitter, Caden Hawkins. He bats for the right fielder, Grant Carlick. Batting eighth is second baseman David Young. And batting ninth is the left fielder, Justice Maul. Again, that's Scally, Fritz, Petragallo, followed by Berezne, Stanislaw, Jackson, rounded out by Hawkins, Young, and Maul. And now here's Luke Andrusik with the Carmichael's starting lineup.
Leading off for the Carmichael's will be the catcher, number seven, Braden Andrews, one of the best players on the team, leads the team in RBIs and stolen bases. Chase Ingram will bat second and play center field. Jordan Davis will bat third and play on the hot corner at third base. Elon Caldwell will DH in that four-hole, DHing for Owen Ray, who will play second base. Scotty Maskell on the mound will bat in the five-hole. Dom Yazani, the junior, will bat in the six-hole. Connor LaPanna, another junior, batting .326 on the season, will be at first base and in the seven-hole. In the eight-hole, Ryder Krieg, the junior, playing shortstop. And Cooper Richards, who's batting .348 on the season, will be rounding out that lineup and playing left field for the Mikes.
Again, for Carmichael's, that's Andrews, Ankrum, Davis, followed by Caldwell, Maskell, and Yazani. And rounding it out, LaPanna, Krieg, and Richards for longtime head coach Richard Krause and assistant coaches Ron Napwaski, Reed Long, J.W. Kayla, Vince Colarusso, and Tom Rico. As Carmichael's being introduced now, wearing the white and blue pinstripe home jerseys, blue numerals, and the yellow trim with the white hats and the blue bill. Swickley Academy has all black unis with the white or the red pinstripes around the jerseys, white numerals, no trim, with the black batting helmets. They'll be batting first to kick off today's WPIAL first round game. Again, the winner of today's game takes on the Eden Christian Academy Warriors, who earned the number one seed after
Well, let's put it bluntly. They dominated the defending WPIL champion Sarah Catholic in the regular season. They share a section with one another. On the bottom half of this side of the bracket, Leechburg is the 5, taking on Bishop Kinnaman, the 12. That game beginning over at West Mifflin, and the winner of that game will take on Western Beaver. Later on today, JM and Union will battle to take on either Greensburg Central Catholic on Monday, and on the bottom half of the other side, Avella and Aquinas Academy will square off at Burkett, taking on third-seeded Sarah Catholic. Back in a moment on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Carl Michaels is now taking the field to begin this WPIAL Class 1A first-round game. Winner will take on Eden Christian Academy at a site and time yet to be determined 1 week from today on Monday, May 18th. Once again, thanks for joining us. I'm Brandon Rossi. He's Luke Andrusik. Our producer this afternoon is Eric Bennett here on greensports.net, and the video is on the NFHS Network. And Luke, two teams, two different styles. Swickley Academy, they're more offensive. They have a lot of offensive firepower, while Carmichael's, they won't blow you away offensively. They only have one home run on the season, but the Mikes can hurt you in a myriad of ways, including that small ball and just being very well head coached by head coach Richard Krause, which is normally a staple at Carmichael's.
Indeed they will, and like we mentioned in the pregame, I really think that even though most of the players on that team last year were seniors for this Mighty Mikes team, being on that team and having the experience of seeing a team go that far in the Whippoorwill playoffs has to mean something, right? I mean, this team should be ready, and they should be ready for playoff baseball, especially here against Swickley, who is on a 4-game losing streak at the moment.
Yeah, and another thing I like to look at, records against playoff teams. Carmichael's and Swickley Academy both have 2 wins. Swickley Academy is 2-6. Carmichael's 2-4. The only playoff teams that they've faced in Class 1A, that is, I'm not including all the other classes, was the other teams in their section that made playoffs, that being Greensburg Central Catholic, Avella, and Jefferson Morgan. That section over in Section 1, they got a pretty favorable hand, all things considered. All 4 teams got top 8 positions, so all 8 of those teams are home games in their first playoff games. Whereas Swickley Academy, they went 2-6. They were outscored on average 9-5. Carmichael's outscored by an average of 6-5, so much more competitive for Carmichael's, as Charlie Scally about to step in and get this one underway from Ross Memorial Park, the home of WNJ baseball, but today the home of the 1A baseball first round, featuring a pair of Green County teams. Carmichael's up first. Jefferson Morgan will battle against Union later on today. First pitch up high for a ball, and we are underway from Ross Memorial Park. Our first pitch comes at 4:04, with the weather being pretty good, all things considered. 63 degrees at first pitch. It's pretty cloudy, all things considered. More clouds out in the distance. That pitch up high for a ball again, 2-0. And after the weather that we've gotten over the weekend, Lou, couldn't ask for a much better day, considering what it could have been like it has the last couple of days.
Yeah, it's not too sunny either. There's some clouds overhead, so it's not going to get too hot if it gets into the 70s. I don't think it will. It's probably going to get. It's obviously going to get colder as we go on tonight, so we might have to bring out the hoodies later on. But it is a nice day, especially with how the weather's been going these past couple weeks.
Maskell up behind in the count, 3-0. All three pitches missing high. And the 3-0, that one catches the strike zone outside half. It's 3-1. To the leadoff hitter, Charlie Scally, a sophomore. He's a part of a very strong underclass-heavy core and has been an important developmental piece in that leadoff position. And that pitch misses up high, nearly clung Scally on the helmet, and it's a leadoff walk, bringing up Austin Fritz. Fritz has been, he's kind of emerged as the arguably the key building block for Swickley Academy defensively. On the mound, he's emerged as perhaps the foundational piece. And again, just a sophomore. We'll talk about his defensive prowess, but he also can do some damage with a bat in his hands as well. Scally leads off at first with a walk, as Fritz steps in, working against Scott Maskell. And a throw back to first to keep the speedster Scally at first. Both teams have the catchers leading off, and both catchers are very fast as they throw back to first. Not every day do you see the catchers being some of the faster athletes on the team, but that's what you got from both Swickley Academy and Carmichael's. Bunt shown. Gets it foul. Hits off the bottom of the bat. And Fritz behind 0-1. Again, the winner will take on Eden Christian Academy. In the quarterfinals, Eden Christian haven't had much success in the WPIL playoffs, but when they get the states, they make a run to the championship more often than not, at least in recent years. And they throw back to first again. Fritz shows bunt, and he has to duck out of the way of a pitch that runs inside. And command has been a little bit of an issue for Maskell through the first couple of batters. Again, Maskell, the leader in terms of innings pitched, so you, when you look at it that way, he's Coach Krause's number one guy. Swing and a miss. Off goes Scally to second. It bounces off of the shortstop's glove. That's Krieg covering second. And Scally swipes second base, putting him in scoring position with the count being 1-2 to Fritz. And the 1-2 fouled off to the right-hand side. Fritz behind on the count, 1-2. You got Scally at second base. Both middle infielders converging. And they step off. Scally gets back. Again, all turf surface here at Ross Memorial Park. Swinging a pop-up. Right-hand side of the infield. And twisting to his left is Ray, the second baseman. He makes the catch for out number one. P4 in your scorebook. Now comes the third baseman, Billy Petragallo. Petrogallo, again, we're going to say it ad nauseum today, the only senior in the not in the lineup, but on the roster for Sewickley Academy. That one, good comebacker. Gets off to the right foot from Maskell. It's 0-1. Swinging a chopper, bounces off home plate, and it's foul. And quickly it's 0-2 to the senior, Billy Petrogallo. He's had some big days at the plate, including a 5 RBI performance on hitting 4 hits in the 16-1 win over West Green. And the 0-2 to Petrogallo. And a waste pitch trying to get Petrogallo to fish. And it's 1-2 now. You like the idea there to get him or to try and set something up away and see if Petrogallo goes for it after he swung already on an 0-2. Here's the 1-2. Same spot up high now. It's 2-2. Also, not to mention, a very good crowd from Carmichael's, all things considered, especially considering it's right after school. It's about a 35 to 40-minute drive for Carmichael's. Sewickley Academy not the biggest crowd out as that pitch misses inside. It's 3-2, full count to Petrogallo with Scally, who led off with a walk, sitting at second base. He stole second. And the payoff on the way from Maskell. Misses ball 4 on the inside part of the plate, and that's 2 walks in the first 3 batters, bringing up the cleanup hitter and the very dangerous Logan Berezne.
That's got to be one of the most annoying things as a pitcher or as a manager, is going up 0-2 against a batter and then working all the way back to a walk. But at least now this sets up a force out for the Mighty Mikes.
Not to mention, too, the double play ball in effect as that pitch misses up high to Berezne. 17 pitches to get through the first 3 batters, plus 1 for Berezne. Again, you get a 105-pitch maximum in the playoffs as opposed to the 100 in the regular season. 1-0. In there for a strike. It's 1-1. To the freshman, Berezne hit 2 home runs and drove in 5 RBI in the 8-7 loss to Sarah Catholic. He's also a pretty solid pitching option if need be. Not the ace in the lineup, of course. That would be Austin Fritz. And the 1-1 in there for strike 2 on Berezne. But Berezne did have a 10 strikeout performance earlier this year, that being in a win over Brashear out of the City League. Also had a 3-hit day in the 6-4 loss to Jeanette. Hit a solo home run in the 7th inning in that game. One two to Berezne. Swing the line drive right at the shortstop, Krieg, and they throw over to second. And Scally couldn't get back or turn around in time. That goes as a 6-4 double play to get out of the inning. 2 walks, 1 left after halfway through the first inning. Sewickley Academy nothing. Carmichael's coming to bat on greensports.net and the NFHS Network, brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food,
vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Austin Fritz will take the bump for Swickley Academy. He's the undisputed ace for this very young Panthers squad, and he's going to be keyed upon to keep the Carmichael's bats at bay. And we mentioned it briefly in the pregame, Luke, that offensively the bats aren't an issue for Swickley Academy. It's the defense. They've given up quite a few runs. For example, 16 runs recently against Sarah Catholic. I was there for that game, and the offense, I mean, even though it was 16-1, Swickley had a few hits in that game. But also another thing to look at, 10 runs scored in one game, and they still got mercy ruled. Lost 23-10 in six innings to the Southside Rams. So Carmichael's can't, if they get the bats going early, well, Swickley might be in trouble. First batter is Braden Andrews for the Mikes. Andrews, leader in stolen bases, so if he gets on base, he's a threat. That pitch misses outside for a ball. He drove in four runs on two hits in the 15-4 win over Jefferson Morgan, and not to mention, Andrews has the only home run of the season for Carmichael's. That one runs inside for a strike, 1-1. Leads the team in stolen bases with 14. As a catcher, he has a fielding percentage of .993, which you'd expect the fielding percentage for a catcher to be up there. And it's 2-1 to Andrews now. Pitch from Fritz. Ground ball to the shortstop. Two-hopper, gloved by Berezne. Fires over, and it's in and out of the glove of Jackson. And a leadoff error puts Braden Andrews aboard. It was a good throw, at least for the most part, but it just kind of died on the first baseman, Jackson. Got to make that glove if you're Jackson. Shortstop Resnick could have put it in a better spot, but either way, play has to be made there. And the batter is Chase Ankrum. Bunch shown, gets it back, and it's kicked away from Scally, and off the second goes Andrews on the wild pitch.
As you mentioned, Brandon, while he was up to bat, Andrews is a stolen base threat. That one, not really anything you can do about it, as Fritz spikes into the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and it's an easy base now for Andrews, and there's a runner on now for Ankrum.
And this is what Swickley had to avoid, in putting Carmichael's in scoring position. Ankrum trying to get the bunt down, but Fritz steps off.
Ankrum a .490 on base percentage, basically getting on half of his at bats or half of his plate appearances.
Fritz delivers the 1-0. Sack bunt down the third base line, but it goes foul on the president's logo on the third base line, and it's 1-1. Chase Ankrum, like you mentioned, leader in on base percentage at .490, leads the team as well in batting average at .359 amongst qualified hitters. He's kind of the table setter. He's a constant on-base threat. Can really be a catalyst of sorts for the Carmichael's offense. And Andrews takes off and will take third uncontested. Is that one in there for a strike on Ankrum?
That's a great play there from the Carmichael's Mighty Mikes. Coach Krause puts on the bunt and steal. Ankrum takes the strike, but the third baseman is rushing in for the bunt, and third base is left unoccupied. Easy stolen base. Now ball in play, would maybe score the runner here.
1-2 to Ankrum. Ground ball up to the middle and under the glove of Young, and Carmichael's gets on the board first. Ankrum off to first. Andrews in to score. It's 1-0 Carmichael's. We'll see what it's scored here as the run is counted, and now comes Jordan Davis. I could see the argument for either one. It didn't touch the glove, but at the same time, it went under the glove of the second baseman, Young, as Ankrum stays at first. And the first pitch to Jordan Davis is fouled off to the right and behind the backstop. They are giving it a hit, so it's an RBI single for Chase Ankrum. Pop up straight away to the outer part of the infield. Catch is made by Berezne for the first out of the inning. Now it's the cleanup hitter, Elon Caldwell. In that cleanup spot, you expect him to be a run producer. He'll be tasked with that here in this first round game against Swickley Academy. Caldwell fouls off the first pitch he sees off to the right, 0-1. Carmichael's up 1-0. It was an RBI single by Chase Ankrum up the second base hole underneath the glove of Young. It scored Braden Andrews, who reached off a leadoff error, took second on a wild pitch, stole third base, and then came around to score. Throwback to first. Ankrum stays put. Our loan out was a P6 of Jordan Davis. Oh, 1. Right down Broadway for strike 2. And Fritz just coming after Caldwell after an unfortunate turn of events for Swickley Academy in the top or the bottom of the first inning. Oh, 2 up high at the jawline, and it's 1-2. WPIL playoffs getting underway in baseball today and some in softball. Today looks good. Tomorrow looks good in terms of weather. Wednesday, good luck. Runner takes off, strike 3 called, and the throw to second is high. As Ankrum takes second base off of the strikeout steal. And now's the pitcher, Scott Maskell. In baseball, it's the City League Championship between Brashear and Obama Academy over at Greenway Field in Sheridan. Off speed up high, misses for a ball to Scott Maskell. 1A, 2A, and 4A getting underway today. One out of Maskell. In there, lower half of the plate. 1-1. In 2A, Shenango versus Apollo Ridge at 7 o'clock. New Brighton taking on Olsch. Freedom is against California. Frazier taking on Riverview. And Burgettstown squaring off with Laurel in the 2A ranks. In 4A, we have Derry taking on Beaver over at Deer Lakes. Ambridge is also facing off with West Mifflin. Those are 4 o'clock starts. As Maskell fouls it off. 6:30 starts in 4 o'clock for Ringgold versus Hopewell. Hampton against Bell Vernon. And Blackhawk taking on Knock. 1-2 the count to Maskell. And here it is. We'll do it again as it's fouled off to the right. Bounces off of the bullpen and onto the road. that kind of sits behind Ross Memorial Park, or I guess in the first base south if you look at it from this perspective. 1-2 in the turf, and it's 2-2.
Maskell, a near 300 hitter on the season, could do himself a favor by getting himself some insurance on the mound here. 6 RBIs on the season for him.
Well, couldn't do anything with that pitch, so sagaciously holds off. Again, runner in scoring position in Ankrum. And strike three called. I thought it was going to hit Maskell, but instead it goes down to strike three. And the second K of the day for Austin Fritz. But a run comes in to score off the RBI single by Chase Ankrum. Carmichael's up on Swickley Academy 1-0 here on greensports.net and the NFHS Network, brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back again to start the second inning as Swickley Academy up to bat, trailing 1-0 to Carmichael's. The Mikes got on the board with an RBI single by Chase Ankrum. That scored Braden Andrews, who led off the home half of the game with leadoff error, got the second on the wild pitch, stole third base, and then later was brought home. 5, 6, and 7 due up in the lineup as leadoff hitter will be Jacob Stanislaw, another dangerous bat in the lineup for Swickley Academy. First pitch misses outside for a ball. Stanislaw was in the running for some Player of the Year nominations last season. Against Manesson this year, he drove in 4 RBI on 3 hits and had another 3 hits and 4 ABs in the first game with the Greyhounds. That pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. So what I'm saying is, if Stanislaw is facing Manesson, he is lethal. Not saying he's no slouch against anyone else either, but he's had really good games against Manesson. 1-1. Outside, they're pitching away from him. It's 2-1.
Both pitchers have gotten that outside strike, that outside corner, even a little bit off in that first inning. So you can even see Andrews kind of shading to that outside part of the plate. Looks like they're going to go away from him here, try and steal some strikes.
2-1. Couldn't steal a strike there. It's 3-1. 4-game losing streak for Swickley, by the way. Lost to Quaker Valley, who was last year's 3A runners-up in the WPIL. A sweep to Sarah Catholic, and then lost a pretty much, for all intents and purposes, a exhibition with Aquinas Academy 2-1. That one in there for a strike. And the count runs full, 3-2 to the leadoff hitter, Jacob Stanislaw. We're in the top of the second. Swickley down 1-0 to Carmichael's. And the payoff on the way. That's missed for a ball, and that's 3 walks already for Scott Maskell. Second leadoff walk of the day.
Batting 6, number 8, Carter Jackson.
Now it's Carter Jackson who dropped the ball over on the first base side. Put Andrews aboard at first. And someone who plays at that very important first base position, obviously a very important piece for Swickley Academy on defense. Throw back to first, keeps Stanislaw at the bag. We're at the very beautiful Washington Jefferson Sports Complex at the top of the hill. EQT Park, the home of the WPIL Championships, shaded over to the left field area. Over in right field is where lacrosse and field hockey plays for W&J. And if I'm not mistaken, soccer plays there too, correct? Yep, they do. Yeah, this top of the hill gets a lot of use out of W&J. Bunt shown. Throw to second. Eliminates Stanislaw and goes down as a fielder's choice. Jackson the first.
So Jackson has that meeting there in between the first and second pitch of that at bat. Told the bunt there and gets the bunt down, but it's a liner almost right back to the pitcher. An easy play for the force out.
Yeah, that bunt was laid down a little better on that third base side. Probably would be looking at Stanislaw remaining at second base, but alas, we resume back where we started. It's Caden Hawkins now at the plate with a runner on first, one out. Throw back to first, keeps Jackson at the bag. Caden Hawkins, a freshman for this very young Swickley Academy team. Again, only one senior. The rest are all underclassmen, including a few freshmen here and there. Time is called and granted to Caden Hawkins. First pitch to Hawkins. Runs inside, gets out of the way. Throw to second. And in one motion, trying to get the tag applied was Ray, but it goes out of his glove and picked up by Krieg. Another look at the replay on the video side. Just didn't have it for a moment, and Hawkins overslid the bag, but able to get back in time before Krieg can locate it and apply the tag. So runner in scoring position for Caden Hawkins. RBI opportunity in there for a strike. It's 1-1. So really, Jackson being at second base is what the intended plan was on the suicide squeeze. Ground ball, third base side, and deep in the hole, fielded by Krieg, and he just eats it. And it's an infield single for Hawkins. Two runners on for David Young. Young is also someone who, even though he's in the eighth spot, he's someone that can make a dent in the pitching of opponents. Young recently had three hits in four ABs in the high-scoring defeat to Quaker Valley. First pitch inside for a ball down low. He also drove in five RBI in the 13-6 win over the Union Scotties. And we'll see Union later on tonight. They take on Jefferson Morgan at 6:30 here on greensports.net and the NFHS Network. 1-0. Inside, it misses. 2-0. Two ball on the way, and off speed tries to paint the outside, misses, and it's 3-0. And Scott Maskell's in danger of loading the bases. We're in the bottom of the lineup. David Young at the plate. Caden Hawkins singled at first. That one in there for a strike. It's 3-1. Over at second base is Carter Jackson, who reached off a fielder's choice and then later stole second. And the 3-1. Line drive. Krieg makes the catch. Throws the second. Double play. What an effort there by the shortstop, Ryder Krieg, getting way up high for the catch and flips on to second and retires Jackson 6-4 on the double play. One hit, one left, halfway through the second. It's 1-0 Carmichael's on greensports.net and the NFHS Network, brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Royal Ivy Rentals is everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
Bottom of the second inning, Carmichael's ahead of Swickley Academy 1-0 in the first round of the WPIAL 1A playoffs. Austin Fritz with pitch number 21. It's a line drive foul off to the first base line. And what's funny is that we ended the second inning on a 6-4 double play. The second time that that's happened, including a leadoff walk to begin that inning. There's a strike to Yazani. It's 0-2. And both of them, well, during pregame, W&J head coach Jeff Mountain was sitting up in the press box, and he was kind of asking around as to players from Carmichael's he should look for. As Yazani pops it up top of the bat, it's caught by Scally for the first out. And he was asking about juniors that from Carmichael's that he should keep on his radar. Well, I would say Ryder Krieg may have made a case for himself on that line drive, Luke.
Yeah, great play there by Ryder Krieg. Again, both innings ending with two runners on for Swickley Academy. Runners on first and second, a line out to the shortstop, flipped over to Ray at second base. Just uncanny that that happened both times and both innings for the Swickley team.
First pitch ball to Connor LaPanna. One out in the bottom of the second inning. As LaPanna looks at strike one, going right down kind of the middle. It looked almost middle, but really was left middle. 1-1. Another one in there for a strike. And what I like about Fritz is he doesn't waste any time. As soon as he steps on the rubber, it's almost instantaneous as to what pitch he's going to throw. That time took 5 seconds. 1-2 out of the glove of Scally, but no one on base, so it's 2-2.
Young, the second baseman for Swickley, playing very deep in that first base hole.
Yeah, he's almost at the green.
And very far right, close to the first baseman.
2-2. Line drive foul off the backstop. Banking on LaPanna to hit it just a smidge late. And the 2-2. Chop foul. That one he was a little early on. And, yeah, I mean, you look at it from the defensive alignment, shortstop's playing pretty much right where you
straight
expect
up.
The second base side, wide open. If you hit it right up the middle, there's no one there. 2-2 outside, and the full count, Connor LaPanna. Bottom of the second, one out. Carmichael's up 1-0 after an RBI single in the first by Chase Ankrum.
Lopana, one of the better average hitters on this team, hitting .326 on the year with 11 RBIs.
Payoff. He'll get aboard with a one-out walk as that pitch goes outside. First walk of the day issued by Austin Fritz. And now comes Ryder Krieg. Krieg has made an impact on both sides in recent games, including a 2-for-2 day with a triple and two RBI and a win over Beth Center. Pitch inside misses, ball one. And Krieg, of course, had the aforementioned beautiful twin killing to end the second on a 6-4 lineup, the second time that's happened in as many innings. Ground ball back up the middle. Fritz has it. Throw to second, and it gets way behind, and it goes down as a fielder's choice, but no error there as Krieg, again, reaches on a fielder's choice and a very high throw, but doesn't allow much advancement. Cooper Richards now at the plate. As Richards looks at the ball, as Scally juggles the ball. Richards had 4 runs driven in the second game against West Green on just 2 hits. That was an 11-1 win over the Pioneers on Tuesday to conclude the regular season. Richards swings and misses. It's 1-1.
Richards only one of 2 seniors in today's lineup, I believe, for the Mikes.
Yeah, the other is Braden Andrews, and I believe they're the only 2 seniors that Carmichael's has. If my roster serves me correct, there's a swing and a miss.
We also have Cannon Bupka, who's a senior, playing a lot of running back for the Mighty Mikes football squad.
Good catch there.
Doesn't really bat too often, but he's used as a pinch runner pretty often.
One, and thought we were going to have the 1-2. And also Cannon Bupka, for my money, one of the best names in the WPIO.
Oh, for sure. Right next to a batter on Jefferson Morgan.
Deacon DeHoot.
In the next game, Deacon DeHoot, one of the best names.
Misses ball 2. Scally fakes the throw. And DeHoot's also one of the best
football players in the
probably
area.
For my money, he might be the best football high school football player in Greene County this past year.
Oh, 100% on that. I believe he's going to Cal U.
2-2. Runs inside. It's 3-2. Full count to Cooper Richards. Runners on first and second with one out in the bottom of the second. Mike's up 1-0. Speaking of Jefferson Morgan, they just arrived over on the first base bleachers. 3-2. Popped up, and it's going right over to that side. Foul and over the backstop. There are the Rockets, led by 42nd-year head coach John Curtis, who we'll see in the next game. And Curtis will be calling it a career after this year. Ground ball up the middle on the payoff. Slow-moving chopper to Berezne and is only able to get the 6-4 put out of Krieg at second base. So runners in the corners with 2 out. We go back to the top of the order for Braden Andrews.
The catcher, Braden Andrews.
Andrews 0-for-1, reached on an error and scored. RBI opportunity for him. First pitch to Andrews. Good job by Scally to keep it ahead of him. It wasn't the cleanest of, what's the word I'm looking for, to keep it in front of him.
Blocks.
But was able to do just enough to just shimmy his arm over and keep the ball in front of home plate. And it's 1-0. Here it is. Foul between the legs of Andrews, 1-1.
Andrews is the team leader for the Mikes in RBIs this season, along with stolen bases, as we mentioned, his first at-bat.
And
Not every day do you see your catcher leading the team in stolen bases. He's now got 15 on the year. Chopper foul behind him in that right-handed batter's box.
It's quite the dilemma that Coach Richard Krause has with his two top guys in the order, Ankrum and Andrews. It's surprising to not see a guy like Ankrum, who's almost on base, has an on-base percentage of almost 500, not in the leadoff spot, but having them both up, getting the two most at-bats in the lineup. I might switch these two guys if I was making the lineup, but Krause knows exactly what he's doing, and it's showing here today.
1-2 bounces off home plate, 2-2. In my time of knowing Richard Krause, both as a professor at Waynesburg and as a coach, one thing I've learned, don't ever question Richard Krause.
That's true.
2-2 inside. Andrews skedaddles out of the way, and it's 3-2 with runners on the corners and two out in the bottom of the second inning. Chase Ankrum drove in the lone run of the game. It's 1-0 Mikes. And the payoff. Misses upstairs for ball four, and the bases will be loaded. Richards was taking off anyway, but Andrews, after the two-out walk, loads him up for Chase Ankrum, and another ribby chance for the junior Ankrum. And really, this is what you want out of if you're Carmichael's, because statistically, Ankrum is your most prolific hitter in the lineup.
No doubt. He also has a great eye. Leads the team in walks with 9 based on balls this season. Something I saw about this Carmichael's team is there's not one guy that really just drives in the most amount of runs for them. It's very evenly spread out throughout this lineup.
And that's, again, something that you want. Ground ball, Ankrum chops it to the first pitch to the shortstop side. Throw over, it's away, and it's safe. It pulled Jackson off the bag, and another error drives in the second run of the game. LaPana in to score, and it's 2-0 Carmichael's. It pulled him off the bag, and a chopper by Jordan Davis on the first pitch he sees, and it's fielded by Young, fires to first after tripping on the turf a little bit, and that will do it for the bottom of the second. Ankrum delivers again. It's 2-0 Mikes after two on greensports.net and the NFHS Network, brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor, the sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Things going Carmichael's way early on as they now lead 2-0 off of a pair of RBI singles by Chase Ankrum. The second one was, it could have gone either way, but ultimately ruled a single as it was a bang-bang play, but the throw pulled the first baseman Jackson off the bag, even though it was determined Ankrum would have reached first safely. Now comes Justice Maul to begin the top of the third for Swickley Academy. And the first pitch misses outside for a ball, 1-0. Same spot, 2-0. Again, Justice Small is just, I mean, at this point, he's just another example of the youth in this Swickley Academy lineup. 2-0. Downstairs, 3-0. And nothing new here for a leadoff hitter being potentially walked to begin the top of the inning. And it's a four-pitch walk. Three leadoff walks in as many innings brings up Charlie Scally. That's four walks now given up by Scott Maskell. Charlie Scally now the batter. Throw back to first, and Maul nearly lost that throw over to first. Didn't get the greatest of slides and kind of swimmed his way back to first. And first pitch runs inside, throw over to second base. Won't have a chance at taking Maul out, so Maul steals second base. Runner in scoring position for Charlie Scally as Swickley Academy looks to get on the scoreboard. Bunt, nope, it's inside. And the control again has been an issue for Maskell. Luke, you had the walk numbers. You said, I believe it was 31, correct?
Let's see. Coming into the game. It was 31 coming into the game, so now he is at
35.
Yep.
Not something you want. And speaking of the devil, here comes head coach Richard Krause out of the pen.
Maskell started this third inning with six straight balls to Swickley batters. Don't believe Krause is coming out here to give him the pull, but just giving him a little pep talk. Tell him throw strikes.
Yeah, I mean, you're in a good position here because you're pitching with a 2-0 lead. But again, one swing of the bat here can cut that lead in half. And if you're having issues with your command like Maskell's been having, I mean, you've walked almost half your batters thus far.
Yeah, and Swickley has had runners on in both innings, as we mentioned, had two runners on with one out and a batter up to the plate lining out to the shortstop, followed by a flip to second for double plays. So he's been getting kind of lucky with some of these not lucky, I wouldn't say, but he's been fortunate with some of these lineouts and plays that his defense has been making. So we have to see Maskell try and get out of this himself maybe here.
Throw back to second, and that gets away from Krieg. And surprisingly, Maul doesn't take third. I guess after a while, it didn't really develop. And Ankrum was there keeping an eye out on things and not letting the ball get out of hand. Wasn't a great throw by Maskell either. That one outside of Ray's glove.
No, and you're really not usually going to make an out there at second on a pickoff. So it's really about getting the throw on target so that it can be caught.
Sack bunt, and it goes behind us out of play over the press box. It's 2-1. Maskell now up to his next pitch will be 43. On the other hand, Austin Fritz, he's already thrown 47 pitches. And we are almost an hour in real time to this first round game. 2-1. Runs inside again. 3-1. So 7 of the first 8 pitches that Maskell has thrown to begin this inning have been balls, and the one that's been a strike was a foul ball. Three-one. Scally won't bunt. Instead, he'll foul tip it back into the screen, and the count runs full 3-2 to Charlie Scally, the leadoff hitter. Looking to get aboard any way he can. Wouldn't be surprised if Maul tries to take off here on this 3-2 count.
If I'm Maskell, I go another fastball. He's been having struggle locating that off-speed pitch that he has.
And it's popped up right field side. Catch made by Yazani, but opposite field. Throw over to third, and Maul takes third base. When you have a play or fly ball that goes off to the other side of the field, it's almost impossible to track down that runner going from second to third. And, well, you saw it right there, at least on the video side. F9 to Scally. But Maul, more importantly, 90 feet away from scoring. And here comes Austin Fritz. First pitch runs inside for a ball.
You'll take that outcome every day, though, if you're Maskell. Fly out to right, especially when you were down 3-0 in that count. Coming back to make it full and then forcing an out.
How about here's something interesting? That's the first time today that either team has hit the ball past the infield.
Wow.
1-0. Ground ball. It's under crease glove and into center field. It's an RBI single for Austin Fritz, and Swickley Academy's on the board 2-1. Austin Fritz delivers as Justice Maul in the score. And we talked about it. The lack of command ends up biting Maskell in the end as that leadoff walk turns into the first run of the game for the Panthers. Now it's Billy Petracallo, but first he has to watch Maskell throw over to first to keep Fritz aboard at first. Just the second hit of the day for Swickley Academy. Other one was by Caden Hawkins back in the second. Ground ball back to Krieg.
He might do it again.
Second for one. Off to first. Not in time. Could have ended on our third straight double play to end at the top of the inning, but Petragallo wheels out the throw over to first base. It goes down as just a fielder's choice. And now comes Logan Berezne with a runner at first and two gone. Throw over to first, and again, Petragallo stays put. So Maskell went from being wild as he throws over to first again. Now instead, he's been playing more pitch to contact for sure. And Berezne looks at strike one. The throw over to second is offline. Petragallo takes second.
Feels like both teams are going to have an easy time swiping second base today.
That's the fourth stolen base by Swickley Academy already. Carmichaels, by the way, has stolen base twice. So 6 combined stolen bases. Seems like both catchers are really having difficulty just trying to maintain the throw over to second. 0-1. Down the stairs, but in there for strike two to Logan Berezne, who grounded out 6-4 on a double play to conclude the first. Swickley down 2-1. to the Carmichael's Mighty Mags after an RBI single by Austin Fritz. 0-2. Berezne skies it. Foul ground. A couple of mics getting to it. And no one can make the play as trying to lunge out for it was Maskell. And he just lost it there in the first base batter's box just outside of it. And the count remains 0-2 to Berezne.
Maskell might need to take a deep breath here. That was a long run from the pitcher's mound into foul territory to try and snag that foul pop-up.
Runner on second, two outs. Logan Berezne at the plate. And a pitch outside is popped up. Shallow right. Running up, calling for it, and securing the catch is Yazani. And that's it for the top of the third. But the RBI single by Austin Fritz cuts the gap in half. It's 2-1. Carmichael's through 2.5 on greensports.net. The NFHS Network brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Back again on greensports.net and the NFHS Network as it's the middle of the lineup due up. Elon Caldwell swings and misses at the first pitch he sees. It's 0-1. It'll be Caldwell, Maskell, and Yazani in that order. That's the meat and potatoes of the lineup, if you will. Pitch runs inside on Caldwell, who struck out looking in his first AB. One on the way. Off the top of the bat. And it's right into the glove of Berezne for out one. Now comes Scott Maskell. Maskell, another strikeout victim looking. First pitch right to Berezne for out number two. Couldn't even finish my sentence. That was so quick.
Two lineouts to shortstop to start the inning.
And in two straight pitches, too.
Yep.
Certainly a far cry from what we had in the second inning. Fritz needed 47 pitches to get through the first two innings. Meanwhile, here in this third, this next pitch is number six of the inning. That one a strike to Yazani. And that one misses for a ball, 1-1. One on the way. Off speed. just misses. Look good from here.
Great pitch there. Oh, yeah, I don't know where that really missed. It's a great pitch.
That would have been a great pitch, especially on a two-strike count. That one popped up. And a diving catch off center by Jackson, the first baseman. Three up and three down for the Carmichael's Mighty Mics. First time that that's happened from either side today. And Carmichael's leads 2-1 after three on greensports.net in the NFHS Network, brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
This high school gym used to be packed most nights. Not anymore. Do you know why? Because bad behavior by fans, especially adults, has caused a shortage of game officials across the country. You see, without officials, we can't have sports. Don't let this become reality. It's time for a change. Let's bench bad behavior for good.
Well, the wind just came and took my notes, and well, I don't know what I'm going to do now. My notes are down on the ground. I can see it, but oh well. But first pitch, a strike to Jacob Stanislaw. Back at Ross Memorial Park, Swickley Academy trails 2-1 to Carmichael's. And the 0-1, that pitch is outside for a ball to Stanislaw. He walked to lead off the second inning. It was later a 2-6 victim on what was a suicide squeeze attempt, but it ended up backfiring. 1-1, outside again. Maskell's done a better job of at least controlling his pitches, but at least through the second time through the lineup, but still have led off each of the first three innings with a walk. 2-1, it's now 3-1.
He's in danger of doing it again for the fourth straight inning.
Still got a strike to give, though. And that misses. The fourth straight leadoff walk provided by Scott Maskell, and that puts Stanislaw aboard at first base. Carter Jackson, the batter. Next pitch will be 58 for Maskell. And a swing and a miss by Carter Jackson. Wanted all of it, but Maskell pulled the string. 0 for 1 is Carter Jackson. Runner goes. Pitch is a strike. It's 0-2. And the seventh total stolen base from either side today. That one with ease.
It's really been impressive for Maskell. I mean, we knew know that the first two innings ended in those double plays, that the Sewickley runners were kind of caught in nowhere land. But the way that Maskell's been able to hold his guys and hold this team in check only scoring one run through three innings with runners on in almost every inning.
Well, I think also, too, he's gotten some help from his defense as that pitch misses ball one. I mean, you get two inning-ending double plays, 6-4, courtesy of Krieg. The defense has certainly picked up the slack as that pitch also misses 2-2, which, by the way, from Maskell, 5 walks, no strikeouts.
Yeah, especially because these walks from Maskell, so Wickley's basically turning them into doubles every time if there's a base open.
2-2. Strike three called. That's the first strike out of the day. Knock on wood. And down goes Carter Jackson. So much for what I had to say about no strikeouts. And that's also just the third strike out of the game total for both teams. And the first strikeout from either side since the bottom of the first. Hawkins steps in, looks at ball one, runner at second, and one out. Hawkins singled in the second inning. Was an infield single over to Krieg, and it was too deep for Krieg to make a play. Didn't want to risk anything, which was the smart play to just put it in his pocket. 2-0 now as that one misses. Pitch from Maskell. Off speed. That one was in there. And Luke, we mentioned it. He's been struggling to keep that off speed pitch in the strike zone. But that one beautifully done there. That's what he's been trying to do through the first three innings plus.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he calls that a curveball or a slider. It looks like a curveball to me. But most of the time, it looked like he was aiming towards the batter and missing just in front of them on the inside half of the plate.
2-1 grounded past the third baseman. Base hit. And Stanislaw retreats back to third base after a good throw by Richards over in left field. Runners on the corners with one out for David Young.
Looks like he just leaves that one hanging and gets it under the glove of Davis on third base.
Hawkins 2-for-2, and here comes Coach Krause. That might be it for Maskell, rather. That's the second time we've seen Coach Krause, and yep, it's going to be it for Scott Maskell. He pointed out to right field, so I believe Yazani's going to come in and pitch for Carmichael's. Just a straight switch between Maskell and Yazani. We'll step aside on greensports.net and the NFHS Network. It's all brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Now on the mound for Carmichael's, trying to hold a 2-1 lead is the junior Dom Yazani. He's thrown 20 innings in 12 appearances with a 2-1 record, a 7.35 ERA, and a strikeout-to-walk ratio of 27-19. Very interesting choice here. A guy with a pretty high ERA looking in. He doesn't really have too many long inning appearances, only 20 innings pitched in 12 appearances. We'll see how long he goes and if he can hold out the entire game. It doesn't look like he will based off the stats this season.
Yeah, well, again, it's a new day and it's a new game. Really a whole new season if you think about it, with the postseason now getting underway. And with Yazani, you got to get someone in there, and you just hope right now that Yazani has better control of his pitches than Maskell did. Not that Maskell did a terrible job or anything. He was serviceable, but five walks to one strikeout, not going to get the job done on most days, especially in the playoffs. So David Young will be the first batter that Dom Yazani faces. Now, at least from warm-ups, from what I could tell, Luke, Yazani had more control of over his pitches, but it's different when you have a warm-up compared to in-game action. First pitch, runner goes, strike, and they throw over to third, and they let Hawkins take second. I like the decision there from Andrews to throw over to third instead of throwing to second, because you throw to second, you risk of giving up that tying run.
Yeah, that's one of the many plays you'll see from high school teams, especially trying to get an out there on first and third defense when you know that guy on first is stealing.
0-1. Swinging a foul tip. It's 0-2 to Young.
Some of the other ones you see is maybe a shortstop or a second baseman will cut off a throw from the catcher right behind the pitcher's mound. Another one I've seen is throwing it right to the pitcher's mound like you're throwing it to second exactly, but the pitcher catches it and tries to pick off the guy at third. So that's one of them you'll see, a throw down to third directly.
Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. As Yazani puts the baby to sleep.
Left fielder, Justin Small.
So Yazani out of the pen with a tremendous start, looking to close the door on the Swickley offense as Justice Maul the batter. RBI opportunity for the nine hitter. First pitch misses.
You know, now that you think about it, putting Yazani in here, a guy who has about a strikeout per inning rate this season, not a bad idea with runners on, now second and third. That's the outcome that is that you most need, especially with that one out there.
1-0 swung on and missed, and Yazani's been pitching pretty much outside the entire first five pitches that he's thrown. And Swickley has just been biting on it. That pitch has really been working for him through the first few pitches. 1-1. Another one. 1-2.
Yazani also looks like he might add a couple miles an hour compared to
Maskell.
Maskell, yeah.
I agree 100%. Yazani looking to seal the deal here, and it's foul tip. We'll do it again. What I like so much about what Yazani's doing is it looks fastball middle, and then about halfway off it breaks, and Swickley just can't get contact on it, can't figure it out thus far. One, two. Another foul ball off to the right. Seems like Mull's starting to get the hang of it, and he just got to time the swing better.
You're right, though. Looks like his fastball has a natural cut away from a righty.
It's almost like a draw.
Yeah. Really wondering how he's struggled so much this season with a pitch like that. Maybe he was aiming on the inside half of the plate and letting it fly out over the middle throughout the season. Now he's looking great.
1-2. That one misses. Tries to go with another one in the arsenal.
Yeah, that pitch high on the replay.
Two, two. Another high pitch. It's 3-2 to Justice Small. Runner at second is Hawkins. Runner at third is Stanislaw. RBI opportunity for the nine-hitter Mull in the top of the fourth in a 2-1 game. Carmichael's clinging on to the lead. Here comes the 3-2. Popped up, and this twist foul and out of play. off to the road behind us, and we'll do the 3-2 one more time. Good at bat for Justice Small. This will be the ninth pitch of the at bat. Correction, the eighth pitch. And here it is again. And that's ball four, misses lower half. And the base is loaded for Charlie Scally. Got to put it in play here. Charlie Scally at the plate, 0 for 1 with a walk. He swings and misses. Full of Panthers now on the base paths. As Yazani, after starting off so strong with a three-pitch strikeout, battles a little bit against Maul, loses that battle, and now it's 1-1.
Yazani, just from looking at these first couple batters he's faced, looks like he has a strong fastball and some strong command over it. What he's missing, to me, it looks like, is that off-speed put-away pitch.
That one misses downstairs. 2-1.
That first ball here to Scally looked like he was maybe trying to throw a changeup, and he just didn't have the right grip of it.
2-1 again, fouled into the screen, the netting that protects us. And it's 2-2. Two, two from Yazani, inside, strike three, yeah. Called! What a pitch from Yazani. Was borderline, but ultimately called strike three, and Swickley leaves the bases loaded and scores nothing there. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Carmichael's 2, Swickley Academy 1 on greensports.net and the NFHS Network, brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Carmichael's clinging on to that tenuous 2-1 lead. Right now there's some discussion with the home plate umpire and the Carmichael's coaching staff, but alas, Coach Krause, I'm sure at least happy enough that he has the 2-1 lead still intact. Bottom of the lineup due up as the Mikes will look to just turn it over to the top of the lineup in this fourth and potentially get some insurance here. It'll be Connor LaPanna, then Ryder Krieg and Cooper Richards. Carmichael switches pitchers. Dom Yazani was the pitcher as this is fouled back by LaPanna. And Yazani does his job. I mean, he gives up a walk, but strikes out the two outs that he needed to get out of the third, make that the fourth inning. Fritz remains in there, off speed, beautifully done. Catches it on the inside part of the plate, 1-1. Make that 0-2, excuse me. Oh, 2 on the way. That one outside for a ball. 1-2 now. There we go. There's Eric Bennett getting back onto the pitch count. 1-2. This is upstairs. 2-2. Lapana walked his first time around and came around to score on what was called an RBI single by Chase Ankrum. Strike 3 down the pipe. To lead off the bottom of the fourth, down goes Lapana. That's the third strikeout of the day for Fritz.
The shortstop, Ryder Krieg.
Now it's Ryder Krieg, the batter. Krieg defensively has been very, very strong. Offensively, only had one opportunity. That was a fielder's choice, getting him aboard. First pitch is a ball to Krieg.
Ryder Krieg's been hit by 5 pitches this season, and you can tell why. Look at how close he is up on the plate in his elbow.
Ground ball, third base line. It's just foul by maybe a ball length down on that third base line.
His elbow hangs over the heart of the plate if you're looking at it here. A lot of free bases for Krieg.
I see the Mighty Mike mascot in attendance here. Little lightning bolt action. Here's the 1-1. That one in there for a strike, 1-2. Sorry, we were distracted by the lightning bolt. I think that's the first time I've seen the lightning bolt in action.
Yeah, I don't know how that thing sees. Is there a face on the front?
I see some eyes. Some little eye holes, I guess. I don't know. I don't have a good view of it.
Sunglasses.
I mean, you need it out in this stuff. 1-2, grounded foul in front of the Swickley dugout. Also residing over there, the Union Scotties. They're in action against Jefferson Morgan. Coming up after this game, there'll be enough time for both teams to warm up. Here's the 1-2. This is blasted out to right field. But barely having to move is Karlick. He makes the catch for out number 2. That is the first time that Carmichaels has put the ball in the outfield. And by that I mean I'm not including the infield singles that trundle into the outfield. Another line drive, Cooper Richards. And drifting to his left, the center fielder, Stanislaw. And it's another 1-2-3 inning. Down go the Mikes. And Carmichael's leads 2-1 after 4 on greensports.net. The NFHS Network brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back again on greensports.net, the NFHS Network, a low-scoring affair between these two. And, Luke, you were the one that called it. It's been a low-scoring game thus far. 9 combined hits, 10 combined left on base. Swickley has had the edge in terms of hits, but Carmichael's has the edge where it really counts, which is runs scored.
It's kind of been a tale of two teams. Carmichael's got off to a hot start, scoring in both, one in each of the first two innings, and then going 1-2-3 in the past. Swickley got some guys on but got unlucky.
Line drive back up the middle, and it's a leadoff base hit for Austin Fritz.
His third hit of the day, right? Or no, second.
Second.
Yeah, so Wickley kind of got killed with those double plays to end the first and second inning, but now they're putting on runners and putting some pressure on the mics.
Absolutely, as they throw back to first, Fritz remains. His inning took 17 pitches to get through the last three batters of the fourth after he relieved Maskell of his duties. Not a bad outing, per se, by Maskell, but the walks were an issue as a bunt is fouled back to the screen.
Interesting to see the three batter Petragolo trying to bunt the guy over instead of Swickley stealing, which they've had a lot of success with here tonight.
Both teams have had tremendous success on the base paths in terms of base running.
Yazani trying to keep Fritz close at first. Doesn't want another one to make it to second base.
0-1 to Petragolo, swing and a miss. Did they say foul tip? They did. So it's 0-2. Ball was dropped by Andrews, but when it's foul tip, you can't really blame him there. And, of course, you got to watch out for Fritz on the base paths. Swickley has stolen 5 bases. Andrews calling for it high. And instead, it's roped out to right field. Right on the foul line, and it's dropped through the glove of Maskell. Fritz getting the stop sign over at third base. And Petragolo stands up at second. Got to call that a double, I would imagine. Is that one didn't hit the glove? Oh, I don't know. That nipped the top of the glove there of Maskell. But either way, we got runners in scoring position for Logan Berezne, the cleanup hitter.
So Yazani back in the situation that he got brought into. This time he made it for himself. See if he can get out of it again unscathed.
They did rule it as a double, by the way. First time from either side that a team has had more than one base hit. First pitch to Berezne is up high. Again, the winner will take on Eden Christian Academy next week. It's 1 week from today. Site and time, TBA. But we know it'll be on Monday, May 18th. 1-0. Good comeback there. And it is 1-1. By the way, the weather for next week, next Monday.
Is it nicer, hopefully?
87 degrees.
Way better.
It's going to be toasty. 1-1. Up high. And it's 2-1.
Something we didn't mention on that play, really, was that Maskell has made the move to right after getting pulled. That's the first play he's seen out there. And that's a tough one to make running towards the line.
I don't think there's been any balls hit in the left field area. They've all been to right field or right center. That pitch misses for a ball. 3-1 to Logan Berezne. 0-2, double play, and a fly out to right. And the 3-1. Chopper foul down the third base line. And the count runs full, 3-2 to Logan Berezne. The first two batters aboard. Fritz at third, singled to lead off the inning. And then Billy Petragallo, who stands at second, he doubled, pushing Fritz over to third. Payoff from Uzani. Ground ball over to Krieg. Throws to first. Gets the out. Throw back to third. The run scores. And we're tied up at two off of the RBI 6-4 ground out by Logan Berezne. So Scott Maskell, who was in line for the win, will go down as a no decision. And the first pitch gets away. And here comes the run. He's safe. Wow. And Petragallo, after the wild pitch, just beats out the tag from Andrews. It's 3-2 Swickley Academy. Awfully close there. And it goes down as a wild pitch, scoring Petragallo. And the Panthers take the lead for the first time today. Count is 1-0. To Stanislaw, who pops this up center field. Calling for it is Ankrum. He makes the catch. For out number two. By the way, that was the first at-bat officially for Jacob Stanislaw. Carter Jackson now the batter. Looking to prolong the inning. As Carmichael's, the offense not giving much. And that's really a testament to Austin Fritz and how he's really settled down, retiring seven straight after giving up two runs in the first two innings. We'll talk about that, though, more when Carmichael's comes to bat in the bottom of the fifth. Jackson stares at ball two on the inside part of the plate. And the 2-0. Check swing. He held off. It's 3-0. It looked.
Oh, yeah, a little chatter from the Carmichael's dugout.
Yeah, from our vantage point, though, at least behind home plate, it looked pretty clear that it was a ball. Here's the 3-0. That one in the turf. A four-pitch walk to Carter Jackson. Seven walks now allowed by Carmichael's as a staff. As Caden Hawkins, who's had the hot hand, 2-for-2 with a pair of singles in the second and the fourth. Nothing to show for it, though. No RBIs, no run score. Jackson stays put at first after they try the pickoff over at first base. 3-2 Swickley Academy taking the lead in the top of the fifth inning. RBI ground out by Logan Berezne, and then a wild pitch scores Billy Petragallo. Here's the first pitch to Caden Hawkins, and it was inside, may have dipped below anyway. It's 1-0. So right now, as it stands, Austin Fritz is in line for the win. But still a lot of baseball left to be played. This pitch by Hawkins fouled off, or to Hawkins, rather. 1-1. Chopper. Krieg has it and underhands it over to second. Ray gloves it. And that gets Carmichael's out of it. But Swickley snatches the lead from the Mikes, taking a 3-2 lead into the bottom of the fifth. Here on greensports.net and the NFHS Network, brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
We're in the bottom of the fifth. Carmichael's has surrendered the small lead to Swickley Academy. The Panthers now up 3-2. Carmichael's has not had a base hit since the second inning, thanks to really Austin Fritz, who's settled in big time for the Panthers. Brayden Andrews looks at strike one. It's the top of the lineup for the Mikes as he chops this down to the second baseman. Young bobbles, throws, gets the out anyway. It got interesting over at first, but Andrews could not beat out the throw after the bobble by Young. And now it's Chase Ankrum. Ankrum is 2-for-2 with two RBIs, but obviously not an RBI opportunity unless he hits a home run. With the base paths empty and one out in the bottom of the fifth, Carmichael's down 3-2. Pitch to Ankrum is a strike on the outside part of the plate. Might as well try to work on getting some scores from round 1A baseball. That one misses for ball two. Other games going on in 1A. Bishop Canavan is taking on Leechburg, and Avella taking on Aquinas Academy. That pitch into the screen. And it's 2-2. See what I can find here. The 2-2 in the turf, and it's 3-2, full count to Chase Ankrum. Runner, nobody aboard, and one out in the bottom of the fifth. We do know that Bishop Canavan is up on Leechburg. It's 9-5.
Nice.
And strike three called. Down goes Ankrum. Luke, you're not biased or anything on that game, are you?
Not at all. No. No, they're obviously Bishop Canavan has won two of the last three single A Whitfield baseball championships and had a bit of a tougher year losing some of their guys, their senior class last year. But
chopper by looking. Davis. Fritz, wild throw. I think he would have beat it anyway. But Davis reaches first with two outs. That's a tough play. I think that's a hit, even though the throw was so wide. Tough play for the pitcher.
And they're calling him out.
They're calling him out? Did they call interference? I had to have. It's the only thing I can think of. But either way, if that's the case, it's a 1-2-3 inning. We go to the sixth. And it's 3-2. Swickley Academy on greensports.net, the NFHS network, brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Swickley Academy holding on to a 3-2 lead over Carmichael's after the fifth inning. Could have had a two-out base runner in Jordan Davis, but there was a lot of controversy. Obviously, Richard Krause not thrilled. Neither are the Carmichael's faithful, but he was called out on what us in the press box we believe was interference. Nothing was confirmed. And there you can see a seething Richard Krause over in the dugout. So David Young will be the batter, struck out swinging in his last at-bat. Do have one final that came in 1A baseball. Aquinas Academy with the victory over Avella, 5-2. So Aquinas is moving on. They'll get Sarah Catholic in the quarterfinals on Monday. That's a, I guess you could consider that an upset. Avella was the 6, Aquinas was the 11. And right now, all the lower seeds in the 1A playoffs, there's a swing and a miss by Young, good off speed. All of the lower seeds in the bracket right now are leading the higher seeds. Bishop Kinnaman is up by 4, Swickley up by 1, Aquinas beat Avella. So is that a sign of things to come for Union and Jefferson Morgan? That's the question.
That feels like more of a lopsided game than most.
I don't know about that. 0-2. Swinging a chopper over the head of Yazani over to second base. Throw to first. Safe.
Wow.
A leadoff infield base hit as Ray couldn't beat out the run by David Young. And as if the Carmichael's faithful didn't have anything else to be upset over. So an infield single to lead off the sixth, and now Justice Small the batter. So you know how we talked about, Luke, how the first four innings were all leadoff walks?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's turned into every leadoff hitter has reached base. Four walks in the first four innings, back-to-back singles in the fifth and sixth, and now we got a pickle. Young caught between first and second. Now they're going to kind of play tag here. He's out of the base path, and they're going to call him out anyway.
I'm sure the Mikes and Coach Krause believe that's a little bit of baseball justice right there.
Oh, for sure.
Obviously mad that Andrews in that last inning had a close play on that bobble from the second baseman that looked like he might have been safe, and it looked pretty similar to that play right there to start this top half of the inning. So you can see why Krause is mad, and definitely some baseball justice there for them on that side.
Now they got to put that behind them and just look forward to Whatever's next on the agenda. That pitch runs inside for a ball to Justice Maul. Maul has walked twice in both plate appearances he's had. Here's the 2-0. And back in for a strike. It's 2-1 to Justice Maul. Now, something with Swickley Academy, and it's kind of something by circumstance, as that one swung on and missed by Maul, 2-2. Swickley Academy is playing quite a few young players in meaningful baseball games, including this playoff game. And Justice Maul is really another example of Swickley Academy's youth. Line drive, and it's over the glove of Ray on the bounce, and it's a one-out base hit for Justice Maul.
The catcher, Charlie Skelly.
So Maul has reached all three times he's been at the dish, and now we turn the lineup over for a fourth time. It's Charlie Skelly. First pitch to Scally outside for a ball. And again, with the youth that Swickley has, it feels like they're really, the future of this program, it really is ahead of schedule just with how many young guys they have. Only one senior in Patrick Gallo. Runner takes off, swing and a miss, throw to second. That one looked online, but it gets away from Ray, and it's a stolen base for Justice Maul. The sixth stolen base of the game for the Panthers.
You've been talking a lot about how young this Swickley team is, as you were just talking about, and you're right. It's definitely a big look towards the future with having all these young guys. If you look at some of the more recent champions, even Carmichael's last year, making it to the semifinals the year before, then coming to the Whitfield Championship and ultimately losing, Bishop Canavan, the team that I was a part of for the 23 season, I was the only senior on that team, only losing me. And then that entire junior and sophomore class, they just kept moving up and getting better, and they won back-to-back. So,
and if I'm not mistaken, that championship game that you were involved with on your senior year, you had a very, very instrumental piece in that. There's a foul tip.
No, my brother did. I was not allowed to play that season, unfortunately.
Oh, then I got your brother and you mixed up.
Yeah, my brother, I believe he had an RBI single early in that game.
Wasn't he the pitcher and went the distance?
No, that was Tyler Maddox, who is currently
that's who it is.
He's currently playing here for the W&J Presidents.
That's where I got it mixed up.
Yeah.
1-2. Inside, and now it's 2-2.
Couple presidents on that team. Maddox playing baseball, and Cole Olszewski, who finished out that game actually on the mound, playing football. He's playing quarterback for them right now.
There's a lot of WPIL flair within the W&J, not just baseball team, but in the athletics program in general.
100%.
The pitch downstairs, check swing. It's determined he held off, and the count runs full 3-2 with a runner at second and nobody out. Top of the sixth, Panthers up 3-2. Payoff. Swing and a miss. And Charlie Skelly is struck out for the second time today. That is strikeout number 3 for Dom Yazani. But yeah, Luke, as we talked about the youth, I think the right recipe, especially in these lower classes, I mean, you have the senior leadership, but with a lot of these teams, the numbers are so few and far between that you kind of have to rely on your younger guys as that pitch misses ball one.
Yeah, and having to rely on these younger guys is going to give them experience when they are seniors. Most of these guys, as you mentioned, are juniors and sophomores, a couple of freshmen. But these guys are going to be playing with each other for the next 2 or 3 years, depending on their class. And just having that chemistry with that team is going to be huge for them in the future.
1-0 misses. It's 2-0. And that's also for a Swickley Academy school and athletics program that has already got a state basketball title under its belt. this past year, the reigning 2A player of the year in Mamadou Kane. So the athletics for Swickley Academy, you would imagine, is only going to go up from here,
yeah,
including the baseball team. That pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. And if I'm not mistaken, the softball team did pretty well, too, for Swickley. This is popped foul. And the count goes to 2-2 to Austin Fritz. Fritz is 2-for-3. Really has been the key cog to this Swickley Academy ignition, as we expected, just given his prowess on the mound. That pitch in there, strike three. Thought he missed outside, but it was determined strike three on the outside corner. Oh, maybe? Yeah. I mean, that one was close, but ultimately it goes down as a strikeout. Two hits and one left. That's it for the Panthers. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Swickley Academy 3, Carmichael's 2 on greensports.net, the NFHS Network, brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Carmichael's really got to start getting moving now. They haven't had much success. They've been retired 1, 2, 3 in each of the last three innings and have been retired 10 straight by Austin Fritz. And the count goes to 1-0 to Elon Caldwell. It's 4, 5, and 6 due up. And the 1-0 is chopped foul. What I noticed there is Fritz was already halfway through his windup by the time that Caldwell was starting to get into the motion of pitching. And the 1-1 up high for a ball. It's 2-1.
Three straight 1-2-3 innings from Fritz here on the mound.
10 straight retired, too. Swing and a miss.
Carmichael's has got to find a way to put together some competitive at-bats here in this sixth inning, at least to try and drive Fritz's pitch count up.
Do something, anything, just to get back into this. 3-1. I thought that was 3-1, but now it's 3-2. I guess it was 2-2 on the last pitch. Well, full count anyway. In the bottom of the sixth, leadoff hitter Elon Caldwell at the plate. Carmichael's down by one. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's a leadoff walk, and that'll get something started. The tying run's aboard.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need, exactly what we were talking about, needing to find a way to put together a competitive at-bat, and Caldwell does that to lead this inning off for the Mikes.
Going to get a runnering situation. Caldwell will be replaced by Cannon Bupka.
As we mentioned when we were talking about the seniors on the Carmichael's roster, Cannon Bupka, not a guy that plays too often for this Carmichael's team, but a lot of times you see in high school, especially in these lower sections like 1A, 2A, a lot of these teams will have a football player or a basketball player that they have on the bench that will pinch run for catchers and pitchers almost every time. And Bubka only has 3 at-bats, a singled in one of them, but he scored 7 runs this season by being a pinch runner.
I mean, whatever works, it's one of those things where, I mean, he's an athletic enough guy. I mean, you can just tell just by looking at him. So might as well use him at some point. Runner goes, pitching the turf, no chance. Bubka's second on the stolen base. He was taken off before the pitch was thrown.
That's exactly why you have him on the team. That's exactly what we were talking about.
And now that takes also, too, if Fritz really wanted to keep Bubka at first, because we've seen that a few times already this game, kind of takes that out of the equation. 1-0, chopped foul. It's 1-1 to Scott Maskell, who started the game as the pitcher, had some command issues and was pulled for Dom Yazani. Yazani is in line for the loss right now. One. Downstairs, 2-1.
If I'm not mistaken, in those 1-2-3 innings, those 3 we had prior, there was, I think, 3 first pitch outs. So working these counts is going to have Fritz making some mistakes, and you're seeing that happen right now as he's fallen behind to both batters this inning.
3-1 now the count. We saw the streak of 10 straight retired be broken after the leadoff walk by Elon Caldwell. And Fritz steps off. Surprised he tried to go back to second, probably trying to catch Bubka on a potential steal. And 3-1 in the turf. Bubka stays put at second after it gets away momentarily from Scally. Back-to-back walks. Now it's Dom Yazani at the plate. Time called by one of our field umpires as the Swickley Academy coaching staff out to talk to Fritz. Fritz is at 88 pitches, by the way, so still have room for at least to get out of this inning, you would think, if things go well for Swickley Academy. The 7th inning, probably a question mark, but it all depends on what happens here in this bottom of the 6th. Because, again, if Carmichael's takes a lead, well, then that potentially takes the bottom half of the 7th out of the equation. Possibly.
And then you might see Ryder Krieg, the junior, playing shortstop today. He might get loose. He has 2 saves on the season. He's thrown 11 innings pitched in 9 appearances, a 1.91 ERA, 13 strikeouts to no walks. He's dominant, and that's why you would want him out there in the 7th inning.
Got to get there first. Wouldn't be surprised if we see Krieg in the top of the 7th anyway. But now it's up to Dom Yazani to keep it going. Carmichael's with back-to-back walks to begin the bottom of the 6th. Trail 3-2. Here's the pitch to Yazani. Chopped foul in front of head coach Richard Krause. And it's 0-1. Carmichael scored the first 2 runs of the game with a pair of RBI singles by Chase Ankrum. Swickley would score the next 3, including an RBI single in the 3rd by Austin Fritz. In the 5th inning, it was an RBI ground out by Logan Berezne, and a pitch popped up foul out of play to the right, 0-2 to Yazani. And then the go-ahead run was scored off of a wild pitch by scoring Billy Petragallo. Easy for me to say. And here's the 0-2 coming up from Fritz. Thought about it. Gets away. No chance of advancement. Bubka was watching Scally like a hawk. And
real waste of a pitch here. Throws it.
Yeah.
Spiked it before the plate.
Bubka was real conservative there and didn't want to risk anything, which I don't blame him to an extent. 1-2. Line drive in the left center field. That's going to score one, possibly two. Bubka coming around to score. Maskell getting the windmill. Yazani pulls up the second. The Mikes take the lead. Dom Yazani comes through with a two RBI double. And Carmichaels snatches the lead back. It's 4-3.
You mentioned before the inning, Yazani was in line to take that loss, and just by himself right there, he puts himself in line for the win, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. On one swing.
Talk about getting your, rectifying your own mistakes. And out comes Andrew Petruska, and this is going to be it for Austin Fritz, who finishes with 92 pitches, and they're going to make a call to the bullpen here. Stay tuned on greensports.net and the NFHS Network, brought to you by First Federal of Greene County. Carmichael's up 4-3.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Got all sorts of changes defensively for Swickley Academy. The most important is the new pitcher, which is Jacob Stanislaw. It sets off a whole chain reaction of new defensive positions for the Panthers. Grant Carlick takes over in center field. Billy Petragallo now is in right. Austin Fritz stays in the game and is in short as this is popped up and caught by the new right fielder Petragallo, and LePan is retired on one pitch. And finally, the third baseman is Logan Berezne. Again, that's Berezne to third, Fritz to short, Carlick at center, Petragallo at right, and Stanislaw, the new pitcher. So Ryder Krieg, the new batter.
Someone who we predict we'll see here in the top of the seventh for the Carmichael's Mighty Mikes.
We're predicting, but it doesn't mean that it's
going to happen.
Yeah. Bunt, nope, it was high. And Krieg should have pulled back, and he knows it. I mean, if I were in the situation, I would put Krieg. Wait, they call something. Was there a balk? Yazani moved from second to third. He was granted third base. As far as I could tell, that's a balk. So the pitch does not count. And the first pitch officially to Ryder Krieg. Ground ball up the middle. Diving stop made by Fritz. Throws to first. He's safe. Yazani in to score. And the Mikes go up 5-3.
And Krieg slow to get up after sliding. Might have misstepped on first base. Kind of did a... Looked like he was sliding into second base after he ran through the bag.
And that could really change some things.
Might be a cramp. Now he's getting stretched out by the athletic trainer.
For Carmichael's sake, you hope it's a cramp because, like we mentioned, Luke, in terms of who they're going to go to close out the game, he'd be a prime candidate. But Krieg's going to stay in the game. And now comes Cooper Richards. It's now 5-3 Carmichael's. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the first pitch to Richards. It's outside for a ball. Richards is 0 for 2. Reached on a fielder's choice in the second. Flew out the center in the fourth. A big sixth inning for the Mikes. Could potentially send them to take on Eden Christian Academy as Richards up the middle for a one-out base hit. Third base hit of the inning for Carmichael's. They had two coming into the sixth. The defense starting to come unglued for Swickley Academy. Now it's just damage control from here on out and try to keep it within a reasonable distance. Bunt by Andrews. Back to Stanislaw. Throw to first. And the sacrifice retires Andrews, but the runners advance 90 feet. Now it's Ankrum the batter. Two runners in scoring position. And Ankrum already has a pair of RBI. First pitch up high for a ball. Chase Ankrum scored or drove in the first two runs of the game. In the first and second innings, respectively, it scored Andrews and LaPanna. 1-0 up high for a ball again, 2-0. Wouldn't be surprised if Stanislaw just tries to pitch away from Ankrum. As of now, this would be a save situation if they turn to the bullpen, that being Carmichael's. Pitch in there for a strike. But if two runs come across, and that's what I'm sure Carmichael's is thinking about, then the save situation goes away. Two one to Ankrum. In there for a strike. It's 2-2.
I don't know about you, Brandon, but I'm not sure if they score these two runs, it would make a difference for me on putting in Krieg. What do you think?
I would, just because you want to seal the deal and just get to the next round.
Yeah, I don't think it would make a difference if it's a save or not here.
A little too early on that, as that off speed is fouled off to the left. There are the Union Scotties out in the left field bullpen area. They're getting set for their matchup with Jefferson Morgan. That'll kick off shortly after the conclusion of this contest, as Ankrum fouls this off to the right. 2-2, the count remains. Union, as Mr. Andrusik knows, is another power in recent WPIL baseball history. 2-2. Popped up. Foul again.
Union really another one of those 1A schools that's been very dominant in athletics, not just baseball, but winning a Whitfield football championship not too long ago, I believe.
2022.
As well as a couple basketball ones, if I'm not mistaken.
Softball won states last year. They're probably the odds-on favorite to win the district this year. Another foul off again from Ankrum. Girls basketball has been uber successful. Didn't make it to the championship game this year, but, I mean, look at the history that Union girls basketball has had in the last few years. Football had a down year, but you're going to have that every once in a while. And one of my good friends is Union's athletic director, Kimney Bala. He's turned into one of the assistant coaches for the girls basketball team and head football coach for the Scotties. 2-2. Grounded, third base side, and bounces off of Berezne's glove. Sputters into left field, and Krieg and Richard score. It's 7-3, Mikes. The wheels have fallen off of the Panthers' train. So Carmichael's, after looking dead for rights for most of the game, as Davis pops it up, foul. Count is 0-1. Ankrum stays at first. Still waiting on confirmation if we're going hit or error, as it bounced off of, as it went off of Stanislaw's glove. Again, up here in the press box. All right, we're going to give that an error. Let's go with that.
I would agree with that.
As it's grounded, shortstop side. Fritz fires across the diamond, and he gets Davis on the throw. But Carmichael's blows it open with a five spot in the sixth inning. They look to close it out in the top of the seventh on greensports.net, the NFHS Network, brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Well, we talked about potentially seeing Ryder Krieg out on the bump, and those that are watching on the video stream, you get Dom Yazani still looking to close it out. Had a strong finish to the sixth inning, and he'll look to finish this one out. Not a save situation anyway, even if they went to the bullpen, as Billy Petragallo looks at ball one. Something to give the Panthers some hope. Six leadoff hitters, six times they've reached base. Four walks, two singles. 1-0. Popped up. This is smoked out to left field. And that one's going to one-hop the wall for a ground rule double. So Billy Petragallo leads off with the ground rule double, giving the Panthers some life.
Petragallo thought it left the yard.
Well, it did, but
yeah.
Technically speaking. Now it's Logan Berezne. Pitch gets away, and Petragallo, in the blink of an eye, is 90 feet away as Andrews couldn't locate the ball after the wild pitch. And now time is called, and we'll see what Coach Krause decides to do here.
Wonder how long of a leash Yazani has. He might be getting it pulled here.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. You have options, but looks like he's going to at least let him stay and try and finish this out.
Again, as we mentioned, coming into this appearance, he's only thrown 20 innings through 12 appearances. This being his 13th appearance, and he's thrown, two and a third so far? Or two and two-thirds? In this one, so not throwing too many innings in any of these appearances. So this is kind of rare for Yazani to be in his fourth inning of work.
Logan Berezne, the batter, has an RBI but is 0 for 3. As Yazani looks to seal it. Berezne pops it up. It's in the shallow left field side. Catch made. And I thought Petragallo was going to try it. And Krieg is down. Someone's down. I don't know if it's Krieg or someone else.
Looks like it's Krieg. And
he's cramping again.
Same leg.
Yeah, he's in pain from what we think is a cramp, but we'll find out. Well, I can see him laughing, so it pretty much is a cramp as well. You see some ways to get rid of a cramp. But anyways, how we got here, Carmichael's was trailing through most of the middle innings after giving up two runs in the fifth. Seemed like Carmichael's was lost for a moment, and then, they found their way all right, especially offensively in the sixth inning. Pair of walks, then a two RBI double by Dom Yazzani, which gave Carmichael's the lead and also could give Dom Yazzani the win, assuming that he's able to finish this one out. Well, that is with Carmichael still maintaining that lead. An RBI single by Ryder Krieg, who's getting worked on right now, and he's in a bad way. And another error brought home Ankrum. Krieg's going to stay in. Krieg has been very, very good, specifically defensively, but at this point, he's one of the options to go with for McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game. But I know I personally have someone in mind. It's not Krieg, but we'll get to that whenever we cross that bridge. First pitch strike to Jacob Stanislaw, the new pitcher. The 0-1. Chopper over to Krieg. He gets to make a play after cramping real bad. Throws to first, gets the out, but Petrogallo scores. Swickley Academy down to its final out, trailing 7-4.
That's an easy trade-off there for the Mikes. You'll take an out for a run that puts you still up three with only one out to go. And they're pretty lucky Krieg doesn't have to come in here because he does not look, still looks like he's limping over there.
Yeah, he's worse for wear. And now you just focus on getting that last out and getting out of here as healthy as you can. First pitch strike to Carter Jackson. He's 0 for 2. Reached twice on a fielder's choice and a walk. Oh-1. Misses upstairs for a ball. Obviously, the Jefferson Morgan Union first round game will be delayed because of how long this game's going, but we'll have the action here on Green Sports on the free audio side. Video on NFHS as Jackson bolts this to the left center field. Catch is made, and that's the ball game. The Carmichael's Mighty Mikes battle from behind. Score 5 runs in the 6th and take down Swickley Academy by the final score of 7-4. Back in a moment on greensports.net and the NFHS Network, brought to you by First Federal of Greene County.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome, to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Well, the final line scores for Carmichael, 7 runs on 5 hits, no errors, 5 left. And for Swickley Academy, 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors, 8 left. Time of the ball game, 2 hours and 23 minutes. It ended at 6:27. That's what I was looking at. And the winning pitcher is our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And the winning pitcher and our McCracken Pharmacy player of the game is Dom Yazzani, who came in relief for the original starting pitcher, Scott Maskell. And while it wasn't flawless, he certainly did enough to earn the win. And he also snatched the win with a bat in his hands, getting the two RBI double, which ended up being enough to secure the Carmichael's Mighty Mikes quarterfinal appearance in the WPI AL playoffs for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th year in a row. Congratulations to Dom Yazzani and the rest of the Carmichael's Mighty Mikes as they move on to take on the top-seeded Eden Christian Academy Warriors, a team that I'm sure that the Warriors are looking forward to facing. And for Carmichael's, another chance to shock the world.
Yeah, Eden Christian, I'm sure that, like you said, they're ready to get these Carmichael's Mighty Mikes back. The team is not the same as last year, however. It's going to be a hard game for the Mikes. Eden Christian, one of the best team in single A. We'll see if they can upset them yet again.
Well, we have more 1A baseball on tap for you as the Jefferson Morgan Rockets get set to take on the Union Scotties. The winner of that game will move on to the quarterfinals and take on second-seeded Greensburg Central Catholic in the quarterfinals on Monday, May 18th. We'll have it here on the free audio side on greensports.net, the video on NFHS, and it's all brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, and also brought to you in part by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Visit Greene.org. The Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. ValleyViewFarmVenue.com. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all of your party needs. And the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. For our producer, Eric Bennett, my broadcast partner and camera operator, Luke Andrusik, I'm Brandon Rossi, signing off from the first half of our twin bill from Ross Memorial Park as the Carmichael's Mighty Mikes battle from behind and take down Sewickley Academy 7-4 in the first round of the WPIL playoffs. Jefferson Morgan and Union up next. Until then, this has been a broadcast of GreenSports.net.